Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
We're going to answer the question, what the Bible says about living in self-denial. Our core scripture we'll be looking on is St. John 3:19-20. And it says, "This is why people are condemned. The light come into the world, yet people love the dark rather than the light, because their actions were evil. People who do what is wrong hate the light and don't come into the light. They don't want their actions to be exposed." So the question is, how do you know if you're living in self-denial? And there are six reasons. Number one, you try to hide what you're doing from others. Have you ever been in an experience where you did something and then after a while you realize that it was foolish or stupid? And then you don't really want nobody to know. And you're still trying to figure out how is it that you're going to correct this problem. And first thing is that when you do something, it's like, how is it that I'm going to fix this problem? I'm not even sure. So it's like you don't really want nobody to know, so you kind of play it on the down low. You may not talk about it, nothing. The next reason is that you don't want anyone to talk to you about the problem. So if somebody notices that something about you off or something about you has changed and it really makes sense. So it's like you come to you and say, oh, hey, you know, say, me notice this and this doesn't seem right. Something does need to fix. Or, you know what I mean? They try to talk to you about it to find out what is going on. But at that point in time, you refuse to talk to them about the issue. You might downplay it. And, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you're not really into that right now. You don't even want to talk about it. You don't even want it to come up. You don't even want to mention anything relating to that. So that's our next reason. The third reason is that you ignore accurate teaching. So here it is that you're struggling with a practical problem. And now there's a particular teaching now in terms of somebody trying to show you the way in terms of how is it that you're going, how to correct this particular problem. But you refuse to listen. You ignore it. That doesn't make no sense. I'm not going to do this because this is not what I want to do now. And even if you're going and falling into a pit and all of this now, the problem is really getting heavy and heavy and heavy and things just don't really work out how you expect it to work out. And at that point in time, not even the accurate teachings of how to turn away from the problem is attractive to you because you're so deep into doing what is wrong. The fourth reason, you believe in myths instead of the truth. For example, in Jamaica, it's like everything, for every sickness, there's a bush tea remedy to fix and cure any sickness. Though it may be true, but a large portion of it has not been proven. So somebody might come to you and tell you, say, yo, you have an ailment. And they suggest to you, hey, you know, say, this bush can work for it or that bush can work for it. Drink some of this bush and it can fix the problem. And you try it and it don't work. And they might suggest to you something else and say, oh, you know, say, you can try this method or that method. And all of that don't work because it's not proven. It suggests to you something that don't seem so accurate. So it's like what you're supposed to do in order to fix the problem and what persons are suggesting and the suggestions which don't seem sensible is the option that is much more attractive. So you may in a relationship issue and it's like instead of reconciling with your partner, the majority of the suggestions from your friends is to, you know, just leave. Because, for example, it's like if you're not sure if your partner is unfaithful. And instead of confronting the person about it and having a conversation, friends around you saying, yo, I better leave, you know, because you don't deserve your blah, 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 and one bag of talk and confusion. And all of that now leads to the destroying of your relationship. And if you believe that without actually reconciling and trying to find out and fix what the real issue in the relationship is, all of a sudden now everything does fall apart and come to naught. And you're believing and turning into a myth. It's not real. You don't know if it's true. You don't know if it's accurate. And you end up doing and going down a line that don't make sense to nobody. The fifth reason is that you refuse to listen to the truth. So here it is that you're in a situation, you're in a problem. It could be a relationship problem. It could be a health problem. It could be a financial crisis. And all of a sudden now, somebody is looking at you and your friend is looking at you and telling you, say, hey, you know, say, what you're doing is wrong. Here is why. And this is why you need to change. And because they may hit the nail on the head so accurately, you feel condemned because of what you are doing. And you know within yourself that what you're doing is wrong. How you're going about approaching the problem don't make sense to nobody. But you refuse to listen because your heart is hard. When persons are in that position, their heart is hard against listening, not only to you as a friend, but also to God. Because God is talking to them through you or through others or through the word and explaining to them, say, hey, listen, this is how you're approaching the problem is wrong. You're off and out of line. You need to fix it. This is how you fix it. But they refuse to listen because what they're doing, as Jesus pointed out in our core scripture, that their actions are evil and they don't want it to be exposed. So they may feel ashamed. They may feel guilty. They feel condemned because they're in a position where they can't fix the problem. And the problem, they're drowning. And they refuse to help because of pride. And the last reason is that you surround yourself with persons who will tell you what you want to hear. Yeah, man. You follow them. Yes, persons. Oh, I want to do this. And them say, yes, man, this makes sense. You want to go another way. You want to overspend. Even though your finances can't manage. And let me say, yes, man, do it because you need it. You need to treat yourself because you deserve it. And you do it because, yeah, man, they're telling you what you want to hear because you don't want to hear what is the truth. And question may come up and you might want to purchase a big ticket item. And instead of asking you, can you afford it? They look at what it is and it looks attractive. And them say, yes, man, it looks very nice. Do it. When you buy it now, you realize you overrun your credit card and you're in a financial problem. And all of a sudden now, no one is there to help you to fix the problem that could have been fixed before. So these are six reasons why how you can tell if you're living in self-denial. 2 Timothy 4:3-4 says, a time will come when people will not listen to accurate teachings. Instead, they will follow their own desires and surround themselves with teachers who tell them what they want to hear. People will refuse to listen to the truth and turn to myths. So Paul talked about this a long time ago, and he told Timothy to look out for people like these. Persons like yourself, if you're struggling with living with self-denial. Based on what the Bible is saying, and what we have been looking on so far, is to accept where you are. That's the first step to turn away from self-denial, is to accept that this problem is real and it is an issue that needs to be fixed. The next thing is to be humble. Humble yourself and seek counsel. Seek help from mature persons. Not everybody in your circle may have the capacity to help you, but you need to seek counsel to get help from somebody to help you, to guide you in the process of moving away from this problem. The third thing is that you must have an open heart to not only persons, but to God, because God has been talking to you about this issue for years. He has been prompting you through people, he's convicting your spirit, and you're thinking about the thing that, you know, something about how you're approaching this problem is off, but you don't know why. That's how counsel comes in. That's how humbling yourself comes in now, to open yourself up now, to receiving information now, to take the steps to move away from the issue. Self-denial is a real problem. It doesn't help anybody. You can't move away and grow if you live in self-denial and follow your own desires. as opposed to doing the steps that God approves. So the question is, are you living in self-denial? What are the things that you're struggling with that you're refusing to listen to counsel on? And counsel meaning getting information on how to go forward. Are you blocking God out of your life by trying to fix this problem by yourself? Something to think about.
And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.